is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and as always, we'll take your calls about what you want at 855-453. In addition, we have Skype. You may Skype the show at username lrn.fm. And if you do so, you'll sound really good. Like, almost as though, if you've got a decent mic, you're going to sound like you're sitting in the studio here with us. So don't forget, we do have Skype as an option for you at all times. In fact, it may be your only option right now. Our phone lines are loaded up. People, a lot of them want to talk about genetically modified foods, but you don't have to talk about that, and not everyone on hold wants to cover that subject. For those of you just tuning in, that has been the bulk of the show tonight. And it really was only originally a tangent. I think it actually came up because somebody mentioned the genetically modified beef, like the lab-grown beef.
No, we were talking about you can't know the whole truth about anything regarding marijuana, because we were going to discuss a story about a family that had their infant taken from them because they consumed marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and then the child died in the care of a foster home. And so we went on a tangent about, you know, what is it? Mark said
the inability.
Most people over 65 don't know what marijuana is. And then it became a tangent about genetically modified food.
Well, at some point, somebody brought up this news story about a hamburger was $300,000+ in the making. It was, what, lab-grown beef? I honestly haven't even looked at the story yet. And we just kind of went off on the subject of genetically modified foods, and somebody called in, was very shrill and loud and yelling, and then somebody else
because
called.
I sarcastically said, but without the FDA, these horrible products would go to market.
Yeah, well, we were joking, you know, right, sarcasm, because nobody on this show supports the FDA. What we do support is, and again, I don't want to speak for everybody, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I certainly support that there could be some sort of certification. There could be some kind of, you know,
absolutely
consensual regulation. There could be Consumer Reports or some other organization that regulates things by consent.
Let me give you an example. Most of, and I say most because there might be one or two exceptions, but the vast majority of home electronics are not certified by any government agency.
True.
They're certified by Underwriters Laboratories.
The UL logo, which appears on so many different products. And the reason
almost
why
every home electronic.
Every now and then, if you're in a Big Lots kind of store, you might be able to find like a toaster that doesn't have the UL logo on it. If so, look out.
Right, because it's going to set fire.
There might be wires crossed
in
there. And
that toaster oven might be the greatest toaster oven ever, because you might wind up getting like some weird obscure radio signal through the toaster oven. As you're making toast.
No, but you're right. There's a lot of great independent sort of, I don't know if regulatory agency is the right word, because it's not a government thing. It's just a certifier. It's a group that is hired by a company to make sure that the product is what they say it is, to put their seal of approval on it, because people trust UL. They've been around for a long time. They've got a lot of different testing methods, and they test a lot of products. I was actually surprised. I remember when I was in jail that the jail doors.
For civil disobedience. I just hate it when you say, I was in jail.
Who wasn't
it makes
in
it
jail?
Sound like the craziest show.
I've never been in jail.
Give it time, brother. Give it time.
Or at least not on the other side of the
door.
Would
you take the
calls? Work.
The jail doors actually had UL certification for bulletproofness.
Interesting.
So, yeah, they got all kinds of things they do over there. Anyway, let's go to the phones here. You can talk about what you want. David's on the line in South Bend, Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, I wanted to add some context to the Monsanto stories.
Sure.
First off, Monsanto was originally a chemical company. They're the ones who brought us Agent Orange.
Oh, dear.
That's a little disturbing. Yeah,
but
I have heard that.
Yeah. That's why they got into the GMO game, actually, is because Monsanto also made Roundup, if you guys have used that, to get rid of weeds from the cracks in your sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's actually what a lot of the corn is using. So they made Roundup-resistant GMO corn.
Right.
So you can spray your corn with Roundup, and it won't kill the corn.
That sounds really, really great, doesn't it? I mean, the idea that you can create a plant, you can just go on, you can kill all the other plants in the area. Yeah, weeding stinks. But what it doesn't take, what one doesn't take a look at in that circumstance is once you spray that Roundup down the ground,
it
has to go somewhere. Yeah. And when the rain comes and it washes the Roundup into the rivulets and into the creeks and into the brooks, and then those things run into rivers, and those, you know, rivers run into the Mississippi, and the Mississippi runs into the Gulf of Mexico, there's a big, giant dead spot the size of New Jersey down there, and the scientists aren't sure exactly why at this point, but I'm going to guess Roundup.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's definitely, that's not a concern I'm glossing over, but there's something I want to talk about when people talk about the farmers being bullied because GMO Monsanto corn got into their crops. What happens though is they don't just go after farmers when it gets in there. What happens is they start to spray Roundup on their crops, knowing Farmer Joe next door has that and it's going to cross-pollinate. That's the first. So it's not. I'm not defending intellectual property, but there's this thing people gloss over. They think Monsanto is just running around beating up the little guy, but the little guy knows that the Roundup corn, Roundup Ready is what it's called, Roundup Ready corn is in their field, and they spray Roundup so they can save those corns, the corn next year, and only have Roundup Ready crops in their farm without paying for it.
So you're saying you believe that small farmers are attempting to acquire the Roundup resistant product through not dealing with Monsanto, but by simply hoping that their crops will pollinate by the nearby Monsanto farms. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what happens. So you know,
it sounds like a thought crime.
No, I'm not denying there's anything wrong with that. I just think people miss that key part.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I think that's a natural consequence. And the other part, there's another argument. People talk about, Monsanto's trying to hurt the farmers and squeeze more money out of them by not letting them reuse seeds. But they don't let them reuse seeds because they're worried about what evolutionary changes, what mutations could occur in the Roundup Ready corn and their other products from year to year.
Interesting.
So they can analyze the genes in the lab and ensure that there isn't some rare mutant that could cause negative impacts on humans, negative impacts on the environment
Sounds like a good excuse to sue somebody into insolvency.
If you're worried about some weird mutation, why even release the gene or the seed in the first place? Well, that just seems counterintuitive.
That sounds like the claim is fair. Is that look? You can only use these one season. We know they're good for one season, but we don't know whether they're good for more seasons. Don't use them for more seasons. But somebody's bound to, right?
The thing is. And I've actually read articles about the farmers that have been sued. Let's say that you buy a package of seeds and you only plant half of the package. It is illegal for you to keep the other half of the package for next year.
Interesting.
Illegal or just against your contract?
Well, it's against the contract, and there's the intellectual property thing. That there's the force of law behind the contract.
Well, I mean, there is always an enforcer behind a contract. If you
there's the force of law. Like you can be fined and punished, and there's the force of the government behind that contract.
David, final thoughts. Go.
Anything
else?
Yeah, that was that was all my things.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ricardo. Ricardo is in Iowa City. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey fellas, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Yeah, I actually am acquainted with Jeffrey Smith, Fairfield, Iowa, where he lives.
Excellent. Is he a scientist or not? We got a bunch of crossed information here.
No, he's not a scientist. He's a very earnest fellow, a very honest guy, but he is an activist. He's not a scientist.
Okay.
And one thing.
Did he ever work for Monsanto?
Have you ever worked? I don't think so. No.
Okay. One of his fans said that he had.
Right. Well, there's all kinds of different people out there saying all kinds of different things, and sometimes those people's facts can get them conflated.
Couldn't say for sure, but not that I know of.
His own biography doesn't mention it, and it would seem to be pretty relevant to his biography if it were true. So go ahead. Right. What else do you know?
Well, I've been involved in the sustainable ag movement in Iowa for almost 20 years, and Jeffrey's been around it. A lot of that time, we're sort of in the belly of the beast here. I mean, you could not spray any more around on a state than than Iowa has.
I bet that's the truth.
Stand by, Ricardo. I would like to bring you back to continue your thoughts here in moments at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you, of course, can bring up whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be Roundup or Monsanto or GMOs or any of that stuff. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves or sit back and enjoy the show. It's up to you. You can also get interactive with us in other ways, like by going to freetalklive.com, where you will find different options to allow you to influence things, like the ability to actually submit show content to the program, to the website. You go to freetalklive.com and take whatever link it is that you found online that you would like to share with us and plug it into our website, and then others will vote on those links. And the most voted will be brought to our attention, and maybe we'll talk about it on the air. Now, of course, the best way to get your thoughts about whatever it is on the air is to call the show, 855-453. But do please go to our website and get interactive there with the various different stories that you can vote on. Top story right now at freetalklive.com. Greenwald, is U.S. exaggerating threat to embassies to silence critics of NSA domestic surveillance? Plus, more revelations from Democracy Now! So anybody can submit any kind of link. It doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, particular to this show or the topics that we're discussing on any given night. Just whatever you think our listeners will enjoy. Go to freetalklive.com.
Blockchain.info is a great place to get an online wallet for your bitcoins. Lots of people are getting into bitcoins. They're getting a lot of press. I read a news story, it seems like every day, about bitcoins. And many of these news stories are on major, major online publications. If you want to get into bitcoins because, well, maybe you believe they're going to go up. Maybe you think that they're the future of the world. Maybe you're just interested in cryptocurrencies or alternative currencies. Blockchain.info is the first place to go. You're going to need a wallet in which to store your bitcoins, and Blockchain.info offers the best online wallet. They've got encryption techniques that make it impossible for blockchain themselves or the FBI or even the NSA to have access to your money. If you're careful, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving if you use the equipment properly. Mm-hmm. And the blockchain wallet even has tools to allow you to send and receive your bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Great site. I use it. Love the app.
I used it this afternoon.
Did you know?
Yes.
For what?
To send royalty payments to an author.
Fantastic. It makes it easy, and you can connect directly with your money to the person that is receiving it. You're not going through any banks or governments or anything like that. So blockchain.info. Let's continue here with Ricardo, who says he knows Jeffrey Smith as he lives in a similar area in Iowa City, Iowa. And we've been talking about Jeffrey Smith. He's the author of a very popular, apparently somewhat popular book called Genetic Roulette, where he makes all sorts of claims based on what he claims is science. But according to the folks over at Academics Review, he really screwed up a bunch of stuff. And the folks at academicsreview.org have literally gone through this book claim by claim and have rebutted a whole bunch of them. So let's go back to Ricardo. He had just barely begun to tell us about his experience with knowing or knowing about Jeffrey Smith. Go ahead, Ricardo.
Yeah. I guess there are two points I wanted to make. One about Jeffrey Smith and his work in particular. You know, I respect Jeffrey Smith, and I have nothing against him. But one thing, you know, people need to understand is that he is not a scientist. He does research, and he's a writer. But his... He comes from, he's a devotee of the Maharishi, Maharishi University, Maharishi School of Management, it's called, is in Fairfield, Iowa, and it's a kind of amazing place, but the entire town in the middle of corn country is full of meditating, vegan, you know, hippie types.
That's the Vedic City.
Vedic City, yeah, exactly. You know, and it's also a hotbed of libertarian activity in Iowa. It's probably, they're probably the most sort of liberty-oriented people there. It's a great place.
Hmm.
But their sort of outlook is very much colored by this Vedic philosophy. So, you know, unlike scientists, you know, Jeffrey's coming from a philosophical background, and then he's moving forward from there in his research. So he's sort of setting himself up as a target for hard science people to sort of pick him apart, especially because he doesn't have a science background and he's intimately tied to this, you know, what a lot of mainstream people might think is sort of a culty kind of movement. So, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding him in that regard. So he's not the best person, you know, necessarily to be involved in this argument.
myself.
But he is involved in it, and he has made a big splash, and a lot of people have taken him at his word. How much of what he says is true, we don't know. But then again, how much the scientists say is true, we don't know either. But it certainly sounds like this guy botched up a lot of the information that he put out.
Yeah. Well, the other point I wanted to make kind of leads from that, and that is that I don't really think food health aspect of GMOs is really necessarily the key to the argument. I think really, you know, what some other people have sort of touched on is that control of the genetic stock by corporations is really a big, you know, I think the bigger issue around GMOs, not necessarily that they're not safe, but that what's happening is companies like Monsanto are exploiting the, you know, over-involvement of the federal government in the monocrop agriculture system, and they're using that system to sort of corner the market on seed. And like the guy before me said, you know, they're suing people who never even bought Monsanto seed that their crop has been genetically contaminated and shows the traits. Those people can be sued by Monsanto for possessing the genes, which they didn't even buy the seed. It drifted across the fence and contaminated them, you know. So, you know, I think this is the bigger issue, not the food safety, but, you know, what are we going to do about, you know, this is somewhere where you know,
yeah, the idea that you can patent something that's living, that you can patent a plant, is ridiculous. I think patents are ridiculous anyway. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. The patenting system is a way to restrict the market and to restrict competition and innovation, therefore. And so we end up getting stuck with whatever it is that, you know, big behemoths like Monsanto want to shove down our throat.
Exactly. And so, you know, I think what we're seeing is that, you know, especially for people like me, and I think a lot of your listeners, you know, environmental issues and things like this are really a tough place to get your sort of libertarian, voluntarist head around. You know, how do we deal with things like, I'm an organic farmer, you know, I can see crop dusters flying around me as we speak, you know, and what rights do I have? You know, Monsanto can sue for their genetic material, but it's very difficult for me to recoup loss if my crop is contaminated by Monsanto's gene. So
yeah, you don't have a bevy of lawyers at your beck and call who are going to go and file intimidating threats.
Exactly. And suits. Exactly.
Ricardo, great call. Appreciate the insights, and thanks for making it tonight, spending the time waiting for it, too. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, interesting. Hey, nice to be. Hey, first-time listener to your show, too, but I've been watching Next News Network.
Great.
Interesting. Yeah.
Tell you what, stand by. I know you want to say something, so we'll get to more of that here in a moment. 855-453. Brand new listener Mike will come back. Is he shocked? Is he outraged? Happy? I have no idea. We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, August 5th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,308.65. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.98, a half ounce for $671.94, and a quarter ounce for $335.75. That's $1,342.98, $671.94, and $335.75.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Mobile site, we've got that. There's a broadband, a midband, and narrowband stream. They're all available all around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing on our streams. You can access those streams quickly by going to m.freetalklive.com. Plus, our podcast is accessible through that link as well. Once again, m.freetalklive.com. Subject mostly tonight has been about genetically modified foods and ancillary to that, Monsanto. No one on this show is a fan of Monsanto. Definitely don't like the intellectual property laws that help them keep their mega hold on the marketplace that they currently have. And so nobody is defending Monsanto in this particular discussion. However, I think what I'm saying and what maybe you guys have been saying is that we can't really discern what the truth is about genetically modified foods.
Right.
Because a lot of the information out there is misinformation. Maybe that's because it was misunderstood, as the folks over at academicsreview.org, who have taken the time to review literally claim by claim the book Jeffrey Smith's book Genetic Roulette, where he details 65 separate claims that the technology of GMO, or genetically modified foods, causes harm in a variety of ways. On these pages, each of those claims, they write, addressed in the same eight sections that correspond directly with the book, are stacked up against peer-reviewed science. So they take his claims, they have citations to back up what they're saying, and of course he has citations too, right? Like his book's cited, and he's looked at a lot of evidence. But what these guys are saying at academicsreview.org is, The dude botched the job. Jeffrey Smith didn't know what he was looking at. He didn't understand a lot of the stuff that he was really putting out there. And that's because he's not a scientist.
he's somebody who's got an interest. He's an activist. And it's okay for activists to write books and take positions and make documentaries. That's what activists can do. Is one of the things they do is get their word out about what they believe.
You made a documentary.
I certainly did, although I'd like to point out that my documentary is free to watch online at victimlesscrimesfree.com. Jeffrey is keeping his book behind a paywall. You have to go and go to Amazon or whatever and buy his book. He's not putting it out there for the world to see. Which, of course, to me, if you've got something that's so important, some message that's so critical that, you know, you would think that he believes that about his viewpoint, why not put it out there? Maybe it's because the publishing company won't allow it. That could be it. I don't know. I'm totally speculating.
Well, maybe it's a thing of you did a lot of work, so you would, like, compensated.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I did a lot of work, and so did all the people that worked on Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, but I don't care if I get... You know, I don't care if I make money at it.
Well,
I certainly
you are selling copies of the DVD.
I sold five
you
copies.
You should be giving the DVD away for free, Ian.
I sold five copies of the DVD at the fair, I guess. We sold more than five total, but not enough to cover the cost of the movie.
Right?
Maybe a couple hundred, yeah, so far. 200-300, something like that. And I've purchased 200 of them personally to sell at different events. So most of the sales from Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree have come from me physically selling them in real life.
Yeah.
There were probably at least 100 people that bought them online through Amazon. But honestly, I haven't really looked at the statistics within the last couple months. So, you know, I didn't make the DVD for the purpose of making money. I made the DVD for the purpose of getting the DVD into the hands of people who maybe don't really care for watching movies online. They want to have that, you know, that shiny platter that they can stick in a machine and then share with their friends.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it, too, and I think there's real value in it. So if you want to see Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch it for free there. And, of course, go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com if you would like to get the DVD copy of it. Mike is back with us here. First time listening to the show tonight, and Mike, you just called in. We didn't have a chance to really get into the point of your call, so please, go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, interestingly enough, I'm about 30 minutes north of your gentleman that called you in South Bend. We're both talking about these GMOs, but I happen to have the book in front of me, so if you wanted to hear any of it or his side of it where he mentions it, which he actually says the word apparently because some independent researchers supposedly found that. But he has a lot of other facts about it as well, so if you wanted to hear...
About what?
Oh, when you were talking about the when they were debunking the tomato claim and the rats dying and all that.
Yeah.
For Jeffrey Smith, he had mentioned that, you know, they thought that apparently some other researchers had found that seven of the rats died, but then they'd replaced them. But I don't know. It goes on to say, let's see. In one study, seven of the 20 female rats that ate one of the two Flavor Saver tomato lines tested developed stomach lesions, bleeding stomachs. None were found in the male rats or the controls that are natural tomatoes. The lab that conducted the study for Calgene wrote in its report that transgenic tomato dose to females did suggest a possible treatment-related mild focus necrosis of the glandular stomach. And then also when you said about the tubes causing...
I don't even know what that means. Like, whatever you just said, I don't know what it means.
Me either.
I understood the word lesion, but I don't understand where other than something about his stomach.
Yeah. It says political appointees at the FDA claimed that the lesions were not related to the GM tomatoes. The bleeding stomachs, they argued, came from mucolytic agents in the tomatoes, which can degrade the protective layer of the stomach surface, but food restriction and or stress resulting from animal restraint. Others pointed to stomach lesions in water-fed controls, but it says tomatoes are not known to contain mucolytic agents, and I don't know. Actually, it's
they
kind
aren't?
Of boring and...
Well, there's a lot of claims, and what I'd recommend is that someone like you, who have you read the book all the way through? I'm taking it you have.
No, not at all. I kind of buy books and just don't read them.
Sit on them. You just had it. Well, thanks for having that handy.
I think that's relatively common, but I have lots of books that I don't have either.
So there's literally a point by point rebuttal of a lot of this stuff here. It does say that the part that I didn't read on this page about the GM tomatoes. Does address the seven deaths. It says the first mention we could find in the literature that rats died after eating the Calgene's tomatoes was in an article published in 2003, in which the authors claimed, writing of these same studies, that this is the more serious because 7 out of 40 rats eating GM tomatoes died within 2 weeks. The nature of these deaths was not specified, and the evidence that they were not related to the ingestion of those transgenic tomatoes was inconclusive. This claim appears to be blatantly untrue, based on a reading of the regulatory discussion, and while not cited by Smith in Genetic Roulette, may be the source of an urban legend that GM tomatoes killed rats. So, basically, what they're saying is there's no evidence at all that GM tomatoes killed rats, and they suggest that he misunderstood the what the evidence that he was reading, where it mentioned necrosis and dead cells, and presumed that meant deaths in the rats, but it didn't. Oh.
Well, so, I won't read any more, but I think it is an oversimplification because he has a lot of quotes and a lot of more information just on the one page that he does on these tomatoes. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. If you're looking for a new subject to talk about, I am coming from the city of Benton Harbor, which is, you know, it's the one of the smaller cities in Michigan that's been taken over by the emergency manager law.
That's right. Yeah, you guys were bankrupt before Detroit, or the city people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're once the murder capital of the world and all that. We're kind of like a microcosm of Detroit, in a sense.
Tell me, how's it been going? I mean, when did the bankruptcy get filed there?
You know, I don't know that they necessarily went to that state, but they were talking about it, and it's been bouncing around because it's the Twin Cities. There's the very good city next door, St. Joe, that, you know, is doing well and has budget surpluses, and then Benton Harbor, and it's always in the news. But they've been going back and forth for a long time, and it gets better, it gets worse, and then all of a sudden this just kind of popped out of nowhere when our legislator wrote it and had this new law. Actually, Benton Harbor actually kicked out the emergency manager law one time, the commissioners did, and then they went back and rewrote the law that says you can't do that and took it over again.
I mean, there's all this politicking going on, these people, like you're saying, laws being shuffled around, people being shuffled around, bureaucrats. I mean, from your perspective, has any of it made a difference?
Well, I see that they are doing a lot of things, but I don't know that it's necessarily changing the underlying problems. I mean, yeah, they're getting tax breaks and building new condos and a golf course, and it was supposed to bring in all these new jobs. But I worked there last year, and I made really crappy money, and I had to get another job. I couldn't afford to work there. And
Mike, glad you're listening to the show. Welcome. Glad you found Free Talk Live. Hope to hear from you again. Thanks for the call tonight, sir. 855-453. If you want to get your thoughts into this discussion or anything, now is the time.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday. Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free at 855-450-FREE. In these remaining moments, we may be able to sneak your call and thoughts in here. Once again, 855-450-FREE. Also Skype us. Username there is lrn.fm. And with you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can help support the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find Amazon links there and Newegg and other online stores. When you click into those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So start your shopping. It's the same great Amazon experience, for instance, that you're used to. You can get Derek Chase's Victimless Crime Spree and all the other great products. You can buy this guy's book, this Jeffrey Smith. The genetic book thing that we've been talking about.
Or you could buy any of mine.
Yeah. Are all of your books on Amazon?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Genetic, what was it? Genetic, I forgot. Roulette. Genetic roulette. And so you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. And whatever it is you're buying, a portion of the purchase price is going to go to Free Talk Live. So it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for and help the show at the same time. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We go to the phones and the fun. We've got Andrew in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Calling to talk about, checkpoints, the police checkpoints and how they keep getting, more and more. We even live in, a small town right here, and it went from, one every year or two, it seemed like, to, I think it was probably, 2 months ago. They all coordinated together. It was the local county sheriff, the local IPD, it's the police department, and state police all together on the same night had four checkpoints at one time in Ithaca. Wow. It was nuts. I mean,
now are you talking are the checkpoints ostensibly for drunk drivers?
Yeah. That's what they say they are. They're DWI checkpoints. But I mean, you have to go through them, and they go on parts of the road where you can't go around. They're smart about it. They literally blocked in the whole town. You know, I mean, I don't know. They did it, but I've never seen them all do it together like that. That's why I had to call.
Yeah, that's scary. What has been your experience with going through them? Have you gone through them, and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I just go through them, and I'm fine because I mean, I drive around here a lot. I mean, cars all legal and everything, so nothing's wrong. But I mean, it's just like what?
What are they asking for? What are they, when they come up to you? What is the demeanor? What are they asking you? How does it go?
Well, they just ask you where you're coming from, where you're going. Those like
did you answer?
Questions, I guess. I mean, yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. But you see those videos online of like that one preacher guy that he'll go up to checkpoints and say, I refuse to answer your question. I want to go on my way. Like, what would happen around here if you did that? You know what I mean? In a small town where you got no one to see anything, down in the middle of nowhere, they're going to beat you up, put you in the car, and arrest you.
It's a legitimate fear.
Yeah, well, they actually, they busted that guy's window out, and frankly, I don't know.
The preacher?
The preacher guy, they busted his window out and beat him up pretty good one time. And I don't know that you're any more or less worse off than he is at a, you know, checkpoint, a roving checkpoint. Or
no, I mean, you could run across a rogue cop anywhere.
Right.
But one thing I can tell you, and again, your fear completely legitimate. There's a lot of evidence that some police are violent and will use the lamest excuses to arrest and or beat somebody.
Yep.
So there's no doubt about that. I would suggest that if you love the ideas of liberty, and I don't know if you do, we've never met, but if you love the ideas of liberty, and that is the right, you know, ability to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, and you're willing to stand up for the freedom of others, then you should go to freestateproject.org and get involved and move to New Hampshire and join together with other liberty-minded people. Because I can tell you, Manchester just recently had, I think a couple, at least two, checkpoints, maybe even three within the last couple weeks. And activists have been out there every single time with signs and even a laser device informing motorists that there is a checkpoint ahead. They've got the activists that are up the street that are informing people before they reach the checkpoint. They've got activists that are at the actual checkpoint kind of observing the police to make sure they don't commence a beating. These are activists with video cameras. So if you were in a situation like that, then maybe you'd be more likely, if you knew that there were people there who could have your back and they were in relative close vicinity, would that change how you'd approach a situation?
Oh, definitely, wouldn't it? I mean, if you have even just cameras to be able to get it on camera, that's the main key, just so someone you have, like, something on your side. Because it's going to be your word against the cop at that point.
Yep.
Cops are going to win every time if you don't have a video, some kind of proof, you know?
Absolutely. So, I share the concerns. Go ahead, Andrew.
No, that's just it. It's just sad that you got to try to find a safe haven within the United States that you don't have to get, like, I don't know, assaulted, I guess, or what is that? I don't know what you call that.
There's nowhere that's safe from the police state. They're going to continue to set up more checkpoints. There was talk in Texas about setting up paperwork checkpoints. It certainly happened. There was the TSA that set up checkpoints at train and bus stations with their Viper team. And so we're going to see more of this stuff over time because Americans are willing to put up with it. And because most of them are scared, a lot of Americans are scared, others are telling themselves that this is how we keep our society safe. We have to do these things. Terrorists.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger growing up in Alabama, they would do the insurance checkpoints. Just stopping every car to make sure that the people had insurance and driver's license.
So, Andrew,
wearing your seatbelt.
Check out the Free State Project. There are people from New York. In fact, Matt Roach from New York just moved up. He's been a great addition to the activist community here already. He's jumped into the way things have been happening here. He was at the booth with us at the Cheshire Fair and did a killer job reaching out to people and just, you know, got to be a real extroverted guy. There was one thing that he did that I thought was particularly interesting, and I hope I didn't tell this on the air because I know I've told it to a few people. But, and by the way, thanks, Andrew, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. So Matt, one of our newest movers to New Hampshire, he lives in the Cheshire County area here. He apparently has not been in the military, but I swore that he must have been when he was doing this. So he's out in front of the booth. We're at the fair. There's a group of Civil Air Patrol people. Were you there when this happened?
I wasn't, but I heard part of the story last night.
So there's a Civil Air Patrol. I don't know what they are. They're some kind of Boy Scouts, but they're more militaristic
like
or something.
It's like ROTC, but for the Air Force instead of Army.
So you've got these teenagers, maybe 13 to 18, teenage boys walking around in their militaristic-looking uniforms, and they're, you know, they're all walking in a pack as they're walking up the road. And that says something to them, and I don't remember. I wish I had been recording it because it was so amazing. I literally sat there and laughed. I could barely stop myself from laughing, you know, like rudely laughing at nothing. What apparently was it nothing or whatever. Anyway, he looks at these kids and he goes, "Hey guys, listen up." And they just turn and they look at him and they're just transfixed. But like one turns and the whole rest of the group turns and they just kind of look up at him and he just commands their attention. in a way that I'd never seen anybody do before. And he basically gets one of them to sign the Shire Society Declaration, and they all go on their way. But the way he was addressing them was amazing. It was like as though he knew the exact terminology to use to really kind of key into the things that they'd been trained to respond to by the military, or in this case, the Civil Air Patrol. And I asked him after he was done, I said, were you ever in the military? And he said, no, but I guess his dad was his grandfather was a sergeant, staff sergeant thing, one of the trainer guys in the Marines.
Drill sergeant?
Drill sergeant. There you go. So I thought that was cool. Anyway, let's go to Jason. He's in Sioux Falls in South Dakota. Hey, Jason.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
What's on your mind?
A question about bitcoins and bitcoin wallets. When you purchase bitcoins and, you talk about diversifying that you want to, or investing, you want to diversify your investments. As far as bitcoin wallets, do you recommend having multiple wallets that you can put your bitcoins in? And, as far as security, how that works?
Okay, it would depend on how many bitcoins you have. How much of your fortune is in bitcoins, I think, is really the answer to that question. There are offline wallets. You can create your own, and you can search offline wallets on the internet. If you've got, say, thousands of bitcoins, you might consider that. There are also offline wallets that you can pay for. Armory is the name of one company out there, and I think it's bips.me is another one that has offline wallets, and you can basically pay someone a small amount of money to keep your bitcoins offline.
Well, that's something I would trust.
Okay.
Here, have my thousands of bitcoins. I'm going to give you a few bucks, and you'll keep it safe, right?
Well, I don't. Okay, so I'm not an advocate for these companies. Yeah. I haven't looked into their products. I don't use their products. They may have fail safes that make you feel more comfortable.
Maybe they do.
I would think that they do. Bitcoin is a community of people that are very concerned with security,
right.
So I would hope that would be the case. But
there's a lot of. There's also paper wallets.
Yes, there are paper wallets.
Is that what you mean when you say offline wallet,
no,
Mark?
No, paper, no. A paper wallet you can get through blockchain.info, and I recommend that. If I had hundreds of bitcoins, I might be splitting them up into several blockchain.info accounts just to be safe. But I've got an offline wallet, and that's what the most secure sort of.
So I use the blockchain account for a small amount of bitcoins that I could use at, like, a show to buy some stuff or to sell some stuff with. But if you want to have something more secure, there are great guides online to help you with this. Just search, Bitcoin wallet security, and you will come up with all manner of information. There's a learning curve.
Far better than we can do in a short period of time.
It would be a very uninteresting radio for us to get into the technical aspects of this. There's a big learning curve, so it's going to take some time to really learn about the concepts and all that. I wish you the best of luck, Jason. Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.